We continue in Nefesh HaChaim, in Shaar Gimel, in the middle of Perek Gimel, on the bottom of page Kuf Lamed Bet. Omnam kvar ikdamnu b'tchilat devarenu. We made it clear, we said in the beginning, Sheimshilu divrehem zal kegachal esh, that the words of Chazal are likened to gachal esh, to coals of fire.
Sheyeh zahir meod bekachalatan shelo likanes leitbonen velachkor yoter midai.
Person has to be careful with the gachelet, with the fiery words of Chazal. What does it mean to be careful? Not to investigate more than is permitted, more than is allowed.
Bidvarim she'en harishut netuna leitbonen bahem,
where there is no permission. A person can get burnt if he does so. So our inyan, our concept that we are dealing with over here,
ena davar amur ela lechacham umevin midato pnimiyut hainyan beshiura deliba levad beratzo vashov.
The words that we're learning here are for a chacham, an understanding person who can understand deeply inyanim,
beratzo vashov,
while investigating, while analyzing and delving into the depth of the inyanim, but there's always that kavod eloki master davar of vashov, of going back when it's not allowed to continue. And he'll explain all this.
Lehalhiv baze tohar libo le'avodat ha'tfilah.
The Nefesh HaChaim says that the words and the concepts that we're learning here about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for one purpose, and that is to help us to be mitlahev, to be excited in avodat ha'tfilah, to add more fire to our service of Hashem.
Aval rav rov ha'itbonenut bazeh hu sakana atzuma.
But to be mitbonen too much in the inyan that we're going to talk about is very dangerous.
Ve'al ze ne'emar b'sefer yetzira,
and that's the statement when it says in sefer yetzira,
ve'imratz libecha shuv lamakom.
If you see that your heart is getting out of hand, it's running forward more than it should, go back to your place, or go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's called Makom, or go back to the Mashal of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Makom, as we explained, כמו שכתבתי לאל פרק ב', as we explained before. וכמו שכתוב, אם ירצה השם להלן, פרק ו'.
ובאמת הייתי מונע עצמי מלדבר בעניין זה כלל.
The Nefesh HaChaim says, in fact, I would rather not have to talk too much about this עניין, says the Nefesh HaChaim.
כי הראשונים זכרונם לברכה הסתירו העניין מאוד.
Because we see that the Rishonim, they were mastir, they hid, they covered up a lot of these inyanim. They didn't speak about it in the open so easily.
כמו שתראה דברי קדוש השם הרוקח הובא לאל,
as you could look into the words of the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim who we brought before, שלא דיבר בזה רק ברמז. The Rishonim, most of them, when they spoke about these inyanim, they spoke about it in a way of remazim, of hints.
כי נאמנה את אל רוחם וכיסו הדבר, וכיסו דבר.
That's a play on the words in a pasuk in Tehilim.
כי נאמנה את אל רוחם.
Their ruach, their spirit was loyal, was ne'eman to Hashem.
וכיסו דבר.
And therefore, when you're loyal to the king, you don't just, you know, speak about all the intimate inyanim of the king. You cover it up. It's the respect.
Kavod Elokim haster davar.
Aval shavti veraiti shikach haya yafe lahem lefi dorotehem. But when I thought about it more, I saw that the Rishonim, they had their reasons, and that's what was supposed to be then in those times.
Aval ata, but now, הן ימים רבים ללא מורה.
He says, many years have gone by and we don't have a real teacher.
V'kol derech ish yashar be'enav,
like the pasuk in Mishle says, everybody thinks his way is correct.
La'haloch acher achare netiyat sichlo,
everybody thinks he can go in accordance with what his mind tells him.
V'kol yetzer machshevot lev ha'adam male rak la'uf b'machshavto el kol asher yatenu sichlo.
The interest of people has become to allow for the mind to stray wherever it takes him.
V'ha'ole al kulam sheze torat kol ha'adam v'na'asa mashal gam befi kesilim.
The problem is that this became the talk of even the simple people.
Lemor,
saying, and now he's going to explain to us, what main point do we have to be careful with?
Lemor,
people are beginning to be used to saying, "Halo bechol makom vechol davar hu elakut gamur."
Everywhere, Hashem is everywhere, and that's true, right?
Everywhere, everything is elakut, everything is godliness.
Ve'enam velibam kol hayamim lehaamik ulehayen baze,
and that's what they're interested in delving into day and night and thinking about it.
Ad shegam ne'arim menu'arim.
Even young, and he says, empty people are drawn to this learning. You know, like you see today, people are drawn to Kabbalah. Even people who are empty from any concept of Torah, of mitzvot, of Ahavat Hashem, nothing. Kabbalah.
Their nimshach, their heart is nimshach,
but he says more, likboa ma'asehem, to act in their lives in accordance with what their mind thinks up in regards to these matters.
Ve'kama zeirut yetera tzarich ha'adam lizaher bazeh ve'lishmor et nafsho me'od be'mishmeret le'mishmeret,
how a person has to be very careful and to guard himself.
Shim chas v'shalom yikachenu libenu likboa lanu machshava zo.
He's going to show us now an example of what mistake can be made by this sentence, Shehakol Elakut, which is true. But if it's not taken carefully, if it's not studied carefully, there's a very big mistake that can be made. And what is that?
Lehatir le'atzmenu leitnaheg gam b'maaseh lefi ha'machshava hazo.
We can allow ourselves to behave in accordance with that thought. In which way?
Halo yuchal yivaled mizeh chas v'shalom harisat kama yesodot ha-Torah k'dosha rachamen al-Nitzlan.
Many grave mistakes, fundamental errors can be made.
U'benakel yuchal yilachet chas v'shalom bereshet ha-Yetzer.
As exalted as that statement is, a person can fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara to make very big mistakes. For example, and he gives an example,
שיראה לו היתרה על פי מחשבה זו דרך משל להרהר בדברי תורה בשעת נפש אף במקומות המתונפים.
A person who will say הכל אלקוט גמור, so he's going to say, well, then there's no difference in the world between any place where you are. Every place that you are, God is there.
Even במקומות המתונפים,
even in a very dirty place, well, it's elakut. So you're allowed to be meharher bedivrei Torah, and that's against the halakha. Now, is it true that Hashem is everywhere?
Let atar panui mine.
Hashem is everywhere. Afilu bimvot amtunafot, afilu bechol makom sheyeh. But when a person is careless, when a person uses this statement without studying it, he can come to make mistakes that will clash with halakha. And he'll say, why can't I think about divrei Torah in a bathroom?
Hakol elakut gamur.
Ma ata omer li sheyesh hevdel? Or let's say a person, I'll take it a step further, he doesn't say this, but a person is over avera. A person lives a life of tum'ah. And he'll say, Hakol elakut gamur. It's all Hashem. Hashem made me do it. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's all Kiddushah. There's no Tum'ah.
In other words, it can get out of hand if a person doesn't know the meaning of that statement, which we're going to get into in the upcoming prakim. Be'ezat Hashem, he's going to help us to understand. אחר שיוקבע אצלו תחילה שהכל אלקות גמור. ורזל הפליגו בזה מאוד. Just this one הלכה, to be מהרהר בדברי תורה במקומות המתונפים, is a very big problem. חזל spoke very harshly about that. וקרטוהו ברוח קודשה מהיות לו חלק לעולם הבא רחמן על יצלן. עד כדי כך that they explained the pasuk in a certain way that shows us that he might not even have a share in עולם הבא if he does such a thing. כמו שאמרו בברכות דף כ"ד עמוד ב', the Gemara says there, שבכלל כדבר השם בזה, there's a pasuk in the Torah, כדבר יקרא את הנפש ההיא, עוונה בא, כדבר השם בזה, ואת בריתו הפר. What's דבר השם בזה? The simple translation is, he belittled the דבר השם, the words of Hashem. If a person thinks of about Divrei Torah in the bathroom, he's mevazeh Dvar Hashem. He's taking the words of Hashem, that's Torah, and he's thinking about them in the bathroom. That's ki Dvar Hashem baza. And in that same pasuk, what does it say? Hi karet, hi karet, hanefesh ha'i, zeh davar chamur me'od. It's very, very serious. Hu ha-me'arher Divrei Torah b'mvot ha-mtunafim, u'mimela nishma sefe da'ikrai karet, hi karet. ופרשוהו חכמים in מסכת סנהדרין פרק חלק דף צדיק עמוד ב' explains היא קראת בעולם הזה תיקראת לעולם הבא ועוד כמה טעויות שיוכל לצאת חס ושלום אם היה נקבע ההנהגה במעשה על פי זה הדרך. Which means like this, to know the difference between what we learn in the philosophy of הקדוש ברוך הוא, when to apply it למעשה and when not, That you need a teacher of Torah, that we need to learn and to delve into the words of Chazal to understand. We have to be very careful. So there are so many mistakes that could come out when a person learns these holy concepts. And this is the reason why that brought me to speak about this matter. You have to bear in mind that Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin, בעל נפש החיים, תלמיד עבדי גאו מבילנה עליו השלום, זכותם תגן עלינו, was in the time where חסידות began. The teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, חסידות, which is קודש קדשים, but always in the beginning of something that's very holy, there is a controversy over it, and so there was a very big controversy, as we know. He was from the camp of the Mitnagdim. Of course, eventually Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin himself came together, joined with the Baal HaTanya, Zechutam Tagen Alenu, and they, you know, they merged. And so the Hitnagdut of the Gaon Mivilna to the Baal Shem Tov didn't last in its fury for too long. But there needed to be a balance, which means if the Chesed of Chasidut would be allowed to run beratzo without any kind of limitation, it would have been dangerous. We don't need to go back to the inyanim of Shaftai Tzvi and all the things that Am Yisrael already is quite lamud, is quite educated very well and has experience of mistakes, grave mistakes that can be made from what could be looked as tzidkut and kedusha. So that's why Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin, in his time, he's saying, "Heviani ledaber b'ze ainyan ulehazhir ulearchik mitaut sheyuchal yivaled mizechas v'shalom ulehavin al buryo kol ma sheramzu lanu razal baze," and to understand clearly what Chazal told us when they told to us that Hashem is mekomo shel olam, and as we studied before previously, mekomo shel olam means everything is Him, the makom that we are. It's all elakut. Ooh, if we don't understand that statement, k'mosh tzarich, we can make very big mistakes, rachaman alitzlan. V'hinam ke'kol darche Hashem. He ends off, beremez, there's a pasuk in Tehilim, or I'm sorry, in the Navi, I think. Ken, in the Navi, in Yeshaya. At the end of the Haftarah of Shuvah Yisrael, in Yeshaya. It says, ki yesharim darche Hashem, tzadikim yelechubam, Uposhim yikashlu bam.
The ways of Hashem are straight. Ki yesharim darchei Hashem. Tzadikim yelechu bam. The tzadikim, they're able to progress and to go mechayil el chayil in the way of Hashem. Uposhim, but those who are not careful, those who are poshea, the reshaim, yikashelu, they will stumble in those ways, in those paths of darchei Hashem. Because they're not careful. So that's what he's hinting to when he says here, Vehinam kekol darkei Hashem Aishai. Don't be appalled by this, he says. This is the way. Any darkei Hashem, you have to be careful. Tzadikim yelchu bam, uposhim yikashlu bam, ve'et la'asot. And here he's referring to another pasuk, et la'asot la'shem, heferu toratecha. Meaning, although I did not want to get into this, but I have no choice. I want to make things clear, says the Nefesh HaChaim. And now he begins in Perek Dalet. We have 2 minutes to just start a few words. Ulehashev, yesh lecha ulehashiv or ulehashev. Ech menaktim sham. Lehashev. Ulehashev hadavar al mechono, like hashev haavodah ledvir betecha. Ulehashev hadavar al mechono. So now, in order to settle this inyan correctly, Neva'er ma'amar kadishin rabotenu zichonam livracha. We would like to explain the holy words of Chazal. Shemevo'ar be'etz chayim lakuach me'atikunim bekama mekomot. That is brought down in the Kitve Ari, etz chayim, and brought down in the Zohar, in Tikunei HaZohar. Shehu yitbarach shemo memale kol almin behashva'a gemura. It's very clear from the Ari HaKadosh and from the Zohar HaKadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire worlds, all the worlds, behashva'a gmura, equally everywhere. Meaning Hashem is everywhere in the same level. You cannot say, on the North Pole, maybe he visits it a little bit. Aval in New York, more. Yerushalayim, oh! And then, Olamot Elyonim, even more. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu memale kol almin, let atar panui min Hashem is everywhere, behashva'a gemura. Everywhere, in the same level, with the same intensity. But on the other hand, v'harei matzinu shegam ba'olamot ha'elyonim, but we find also that even in the Olamot ha'elyonim, kol olam haluk umshune mechavero, bivchinot shonim. We are taught that in the Olamot HaElyonim there are different levels. Be'inyan hitchabruto yitbarach alehem. When it comes to the hitchabrut, the relationship of Hashem, the connection of Hashem to them, that there are levels. Ukemo shekatu be'akdamat ha'tikunim, like it says, and we'll end with this, de'asar sefirot de'atzilut, malka behon, ihu vigar mechad behon, Inun v'chayehon chad behon. Madelav hachi be'asar sefirot de'bri'a. Delav inun v'yuchad. It says openly in the Tikkunim that when it comes to the Eser Sefirot of Olam Ha'atzilut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Sefirot are all one. It's all Elakut Gemura. Whereas in the Sefirot of Olam HaBri'a, Olam HaYetzira, and surely Olam HaAsiya, not on the same level. Oh, so wait a second, so what's going on? Zenir Akamos Tira, it looks like a contradiction. On one hand, you tell me that Behashva'a Gemura, Hashem is everywhere in the same way. On the other hand, we see statements that there is a difference. How do we understand that? That's what we need to study. That's what we need. Be'ezrat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yazor Lanu, that through the words of the Nefesh HaChaim, maybe we can understand, afilu tipa min atipa, this very holy concept, bidchilu urechimu. Rabbi Hananya, okay? Yes, Lanu Minyan?